Today on Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she continues her series on Don't Miss the Moment, those divine moments in life when God is ready to change your life, give you a new assignment, or take you higher. Here's Dr. Davis and Don't Miss God's Moments.
In Romans 12:2, it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Moments like graduation, by definition, puts you at a crossroads. You have finished a certain time frame of your life. It could be high school, community college, or professional school, that you have finished a particular course of study. In this moment, you are at a crossroads. A crossroads means that you have a number of ways that you can go. You can go right, left, straight, or turn around and go the opposite direction. Here today is that in this moment, do not be conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. You are probably saying, what does my moment or my graduation have to do with God or transforming my mind? I have no idea what the will of God is for my life. Most people don't talk about things like this when you're at a crossroads or when you graduate or when you have great moments of celebration. They say, shoot for the stars. You can do it. Congratulations, you have worked hard. They don't really talk about what really matters. Today, I want to talk to you about what really matters in this moment. What really matters in the moments of today is absolute truth. When you take your first breath outside of your mother's womb, God's plan for you is salvation. The Bible tells us this in John chapter 3, verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The purpose behind every moment in your life, my life, and all of our lives since then has been to awaken us spiritually. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 11 tells us, also, he has put eternity in their heart. We are all born spiritually dead and in need of a Savior. There is a longing within all of us to be made whole by a relationship with God. What God is saying today, in this moment, do you see him? You have two ways to respond to God in this moment today. The way of the world is like the way of Belshazzar in the book of Daniel chapter 5. This is a very familiar passage of the handwriting on the wall. Belshazzar had a feast and brought the articles out of the temple and shamed the God of Israel. And the Lord says to him in verse 23, "And you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven and the God that holds your breath in his hands and owns all of your ways. You have not glorified." Don't get caught up in the scene as it was bad, but the root of his actions was pride, which a lot of us suffer from. You could or may be responding today in pride is to say, I finally made it. I finally conquered it. This is what I want you to think about and to realize. God holds our breath in his hands and owns all of our ways. What that means is that our personality, our abilities are not even ours to own. They are his. He has the power to give and the power to take away. Really, that will give you a reality check real quick, fast, and in a hurry. The way to transform and renew your mind is to make the choice with the help of the Holy Spirit to see this as by the mercy and grace of God that he has blessed you to graduate or to celebrate this moment. God is using this moment in your life to awaken you spiritually to his sovereignty, his grace, and his provision in your life. God is giving you a vision of what he has done for you, is doing for you, and is going to do for you if you would only serve him with your whole heart. Don't miss God in the moment.
God wants to change your life and give you a future, but you must be willing to let him. Do not miss this moment, this very opportunity to put your life into the hands of the one who created and knew you while you were in your mother's womb. God has a plan, a beautiful plan just for you. Do not be concerned with your past, as God wants to give you a future in this moment. Dr. Davis would like to help you discover God's will for your life. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or contact her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a production of The Truth Project.